Now here's your moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, Debbie, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. And it's good to be back. I've been on vacation, and we haven't really done the show for, well, it was on last week, I take it back, but haven't done it with me anyway in almost a month. So if you enjoyed the music show, I'm glad you listened and enjoyed that. And but we are back with our regular Minds Over Matter show now. So we will start with an hour of hilarity for you. And we'll be giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and just about everything else. So feel free to give us a call. The numbers are area code 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. Or toll free. Yes, we have a toll free number, 866-798-8255. So 866-798-8255. So happy New Year, everybody. I hope your New Year's resolution was to listen to us even more faithfully in 2016. So we're going to start with a round of introductions. And let's see. Here's the first. After cataract surgery, which I wasn't even aware of, by the way. After cataract surgery, Jerry Nachman reports that on a clear day, he can now see forever, or anyway, across the living room.
Thank you,
Dan. Good.
Yeah. In order to properly welcome in 2016, Lori Fisher has resolved to share $100 of his upcoming $1.3 billion Powerball winnings with every listener who calls in tonight with either a correct answer or an intriguing question. For the record, he acknowledges not buying any tickets at all, and this may affect his chances to win.
I actually think it doesn't affect my chances to win that I'm not buying tickets.
I have a better chance.
I think we're equal.
My favorite stat was that you have you're 25 times more likely to be elected president than win the Powerball.
Me?
No, anybody who plays.
How do they calculate that?
I don't know.
No, yeah, well, I could sort of. Yeah, okay. All right. Well, I pledged, if I become president, I pledge okay. The same $100. And our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, is just back from London, where I saw New Year's Eve fireworks from Trafalgar Square, a typically sedate English gathering of 100,000 or so.
That's right. And I found out Big Ben was just a clock.
Not a basketball player.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll begin the questioning with Jerry Nachman.
And I'll begin with a correction. Last week I said Frank Sinatra's first hit was All or Nothing at All, but it was not. His first hit was I'll See You in My Dreams.
Oh.
Just to straighten out that.
Right. Okay. Did someone call in with a correction?
I think I was listening to a Sinatra documentary on KQ on K. Oh, I won't say it. Okay. Who said these things? One was said last year, and one was said many years ago. The first one was said last year. Quote: "The Earth, our home, is beginning to look more and more like an immense pile of filth." And the second quote is, "True terror is to wake up one morning and realize that your high school class is running the country." You treat it from people.
So who said the earth is filthy?
Yeah.
So these are
my mother used to say that.
Two different people?
Yeah.
Okay. Go over the whole thing.
"The earth, our home, is beginning to look more and more like an immense pile of filth." And the second quote is, "True terror is to wake up one morning and realize that your high school class is running the country."
Hmm. Are these people that are with us today?
Was said last year.
Oh, last year.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
The filth person.
Yeah, the filth person.
Yeah.
And the other one was a writer.
Okay. So is the... is the filth person like an environmentalist or more like a...
No, not at all.
Not at all. All right.
It's kind of a surprising quote to come from this person. He's a world leader.
An actual leader, not a pretend one.
No. Huh. It sounds like Donald it could be, Trump, yeah. Doesn't it?
No. I don't know.
And then the high school class, a writer, that could be said. It sounds like a baby boomer kind of comment. Is that about right?
A little bit.
This is a well-known writer.
Yeah, very well-known. Not living.
No. Yeah. Hmm. High school class. So somebody maybe in their 40s or 50s.
He's dead 40s. Now.
No, oh, he's dead now.
Yeah.
Oh, he's been dead about 15 years.
Oh, okay.
10 or 15 years, I think.
Oh. How about somebody like Joseph Heller?
Somebody like that? Somebody of that ilk.
Of that ilk,
yes, exactly.
All right. All right. That ilk. Philip Roth, then. See, sort of that ilk. Not Philip Roth?
No, okay. No.
And, all right, Laurie, you go ahead, too.
All right. Well, I was looking at something that was talking about how television shows used to be named after the person who was the star of them, like the Andy Griffith Show or the host, like Ed Sullivan. Mm-hmm. So I was looking at the time period from 1950 to 1965, so back in the heyday of TV, and there were almost 30 shows that had one person's full name in it, but only four of them had a woman's name in it that were in the top 20 ranked shows of that year. So I'm looking for a show that had a woman's name in it or full name that was a highly ranked in the top 20 shows.
So what's the span?
1950 to 1965.
50 to
and there's
65.
Yeah, four separate women.
Well, my first thought was the Kara Williams Show, but nobody watched that.
Yeah, it didn't make the top 20.
Was only on one season.
That was in your imagination.
I don't know why.
Right? Yeah.
How about the Judy Garland Show?
No, didn't make the top 20.
Oh, okay. Four shows.
Carol Burnett Show?
That was later. That started
that
in 67.
Later, yeah.
But this, you're in the right ilk, either the star of or a variety or the host of.
All right, go over the whole thing once.
Yeah, so from 1950 to 1965, there were four shows with a woman's full name in it. So I Love Lucy's not one of them. And that were in the top 20 most highly rated shows of that year. Who were those
full
four
name.
Women? Yeah, full okay. name. Yeah, I'm just saying that so it's not I Love Lucy.
Right.
Or I Married
Did
Joan.
Betty White have a show? Betty White
Not
show?
That I know of. No. She was in lots of shows.
Life of Elizabeth.
All right. Can I ask this? How many of them were comedies?
All of them. All of them.
That's
I'm going to put
I
it
figured.
Like this. All of them had humor in them.
So they were sitcoms, not variety shows?
Are you... Probably. Yeah.
Two of them were sitcoms, and two of them I think were – I'm not really
was
sure.
Was Martha Ray one by any
yeah.
chance?
All
right.
Very good.
Yeah, Martha Ray had a variety show.
Okay, give
that.
Yourself – yeah. So Martha Ray was the earliest, yeah. 1954. Very good.
Some of those are on YouTube and actually kind of funny.
I bet.
Yeah,
that's very good.
That's the one.
I thought she was the hardest
Rocky
one.
Rocky Graziano was on that show.
With Martha Ray?
Yeah.
Regular?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
The co-host. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there we have the idea. So Martha Ray was the first one, 1950, and only on 1 year. I mean, not only in the top 20 1 year.
Okay.
So we're looking for three more. Two of them are extremely well-known people. The other one, all our listeners would know.
I was going to say. No, I almost said the Goldbergs, but it's not. No, I can't use that. Okay.
The Goldbergs aren't it. Anyway, so three more women's full names that are the names of top 20 shows.
All right. And let's go do a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Colette from Bruno Heights.
Hi, Colette.
And when and where did the Barbie doll make her debut?
And where?
You mean when
like,
and
what
where?
City?
And where, yeah. And what city,
yeah. Okay. It was taken originally from a German doll that was a doll of a prostitute.
Really?
Yeah, I read that. You probably don't want to go back that far. You want to know where in America, probably.
Right. Yes.
Okay. And gosh, I know the doll's full name, but it's someplace in the Midwest.
No.
Oh, it wasn't. Okay.
It was at the American International Toy Fair in New York City.
Cool.
I'm going to say 1961.
1959.
59. Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
All right. Let me do a couple of questions here. What famous founder of a equally famous company would travel around the country to those company stores and shoplift to see how alert his employees were? What famous CEO of an equally famous company that has the same name as the CEO would travel around the country to shoplift at his various stores to see how alert his employees were?
JCPenney?
No, that's a good guess.
How about Mr. Roebuck or his partner, Mr. Sears?
Nope. No.
Okay. But but there are many retail stores, right? It's that kind of...
Yeah. There are many stores in this chain.
How about Montgomery and or Ward?
No.
So it must be somebody like that.
Yeah. What CEO founder of a very famous company would travel around the United States to go to his various stores to shoplift to test his employees?
That's good.
Second, and who are the earliest honorees as Time Magazine's Persons of the Year that are still alive?
Ooh.
From the 1960s. Who are the earliest honorees as Time Magazine's Person of the Year still alive? And it's from the 1960s. And I will give you a hint that there was more than one honoree that year as Persons of the Year.
Are they Americans?
They are Americans.
From the 60s?
From the 60s.
So they shared, it's two people or more?
It's more than one person.
In each case or one case?
No, I'm looking for a particular year because this particular...
Oh, the oldest.
Everybody in that group.
Yeah, they are the earliest Time Magazine honorees for Persons of the Year that are still alive today.
And was it a couple? Or a partnership of some kind?
It was an association of some kind.
Were these politicians who brought about a peace treaty, like Sadat kind of
they
thing?
They were not politicians.
Okay.
Scientists?
No.
Okay.
I should get this. I was looking at the person of the year
so
myself.
So once more, who are the earliest honorees as Time Magazine's Persons of the Year that are still alive? So I'm looking for a more than one person group, which happened to be the honorees for the year 1968.
And did they do this thing together in collaboration?
They did.
Okay.
And let's go do a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. Was the person who said that the country would be run by your high school class, was that Kurt Vonnegut?
It was.
Oh, very good.
Right. Good.
Really
very
good.
Okay, TV shows?
Yeah.
Women's TV shows?
Sure.
Dinah Shore?
No.
Oh, that's a good
guess. It's a great guess, and I had to check twice, but not her.
And the only CEO I can think of, that I actually would have thought it was JCPenney, but was it Woolworth, F.W. Woolworth?
It was F.W.
Oh.
Woolworth, yes.
Man, two out of
Debbie
three,
got
I
that.
Wow. I don't know anything about the Time Magazine Person of the Year, but I don't care. That's two bells. That's great.
Two bells is great.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. Yes.
Bye-bye.
So
F.W. Woolworth
went around shoplifting.
Famously eccentric and would go around to his various stores and try to shoplift.
And did he ever get caught?
He did.
And arrested?
And then
when he
got caught, he would give the employees a bonus for catching him.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, that's a
I
good
love
incentive.
That idea.
Yeah. And Jerry, it's your turn.
Oh, okay. Let's see. What's a good one? What country has the most spoken languages? 820, supposedly.
I think it's Papua New Guinea.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
that wasn't too far.
They have 820 languages?
Well,
that sounds pretty far-fetched.
Yeah.
What was the last European country to grant women the right to vote?
I think it was Switzerland.
No. I'll give you one guess each.
Okay.
It was 1984.
Really?
Isn't that amazing?
Really?
Yeah.
84.
The Vatican City, maybe.
It could be one of those.
Except I don't think they elect anybody there.
Yeah.
Not in that sense.
How about Monaco?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
You influence her with Vatican City.
I think
he wants to hold our answers, won't he?
One guess is about all.
Okay.
You should
all right. Repeat
the
question. The
audience would like to play this, yeah.
Repeat the question, would you?
What was the last European country to grant women the right to vote, 1984?
Wow. All right. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. If you're enjoying the show, please give us a call and join in. The number is area code 415-841-4134. Again, our phone is 415-841-4134 with a question or answer. We also have a toll-free number, 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. I neglected to give our email address at the top of the show, which I usually do because I'm out of practice. It's mindsovermatter, MINDSOVERMATTER, at yahoo.com, mindsovermatter at yahoo.com. It's mindsovermatter is one word. Also, you can hear our show online anywhere in the world, as I did, in London at kalw.org. That's kalw.org.
What time did you listen to it?
I listened to it the next, it was 8 hours difference. So, yeah, it was three or four in the morning, I think.
So you listened live. Did you call in?
I listened live for a few minutes, yeah.
Call in with a disguised voice?
No. And if you'd like to hear the podcast of the show, it should be available because the lovely Debbie is here tonight, and it should be available reasonably soon after our show at kalw.org. So let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. I have a couple of, answers for the women who had names in their shows.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think it was Donna Reed.
Donna Reed.
Oh,
very good.
Yes.
And how about Loretta Young, too?
You know, it didn't make the top 20.
Oh, my God.
I was sure
she'd
be on.
That was on for a long time,
It was. And I thought successful, but a great guess, but not correct.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Donna Reed. So we have Donna Reed and Martha Raye. We're looking for two more.
And you said the others are comedies, right?
One for sure is a sitcom, and one I'm not sure, but she might be more of a variety show. I'm not sure about the other one. I know her, but I don't know this show.
Was the one that was a sitcom, was this actress a movie star too, like Donna Reed had been?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. And let's see. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Ian, how are you?
Good.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on. Go ahead.
Very good. So there is only one planet in our solar system that has two moons. Do you know which one?
Jupiter.
Earth have one moon.
Jupiter?
No, Jupiter have about like 20 plus.
Pluto.
No, Pluto have one actually, just like Earth. Charon.
Is that the one with Deimos and Phobos?
Yes. Yes. Which one?
I'm impressed you know that.
Yeah.
Saturn.
No, our neighbor.
It's Mars, okay.
Mars, okay.
Mars.
Second question.
Yes.
All right. So there was concern about the Large Hadron Collider in CERN, at CERN in Switzerland, that would produce black hole which can swallow Earth and all of us would be gone. Well, that was proven not to be the case.
Whew.
Yeah. But
goodness.
On the other hand, there's a chance it can produce string let, STRANGELET, particle. If it actually produces a particle, yes, Earth can disappear in about a couple of hours. A few hours will disappear. So there's still some danger of that. But this is, we'll let people think about the string let. I want to ask the main question, the whole, the super collider theory was based in two of my old professors, both of them are dead, unfortunately, UC Berkeley in nuclear physics. The whole concept of the collider based on colliding a proton and antiproton at very, very, very high speed, very high energy. And this one produced all of the particles, including the Higgs boson, the God particle, and all of that. The whole research based on the and both scientists won the Nobel Prize on that theory, proton-antiproton collision. So I leave that to your audience. You probably will know.
All right.
So let us move on. I want to name these two great professors from Cal, Baltimore, great professor. One was American ethnicity, and one was from Italian origin. So please, anybody, look in your history and mention the name of these two great professors on the air.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And
go Bears.
Guess at the time people.
Okay.
Time magazine. Were they astronauts?
They were astronauts.
Oh.
But you have to name the astronauts.
Buzz Aldrin?
No.
Neil Armstrong?
No.
Gus Grissom?
No.
Oh.
So were these the three or the eight?
Oh, I know.
It was three.
John Glenn?
No.
Alan Shepard?
No.
Really?
Those are ones. So these were before the Mercury ones then,
yeah, that
right?
was 69.
68.
Yeah.
So 69
was
these
the
moon
landing. These aren't the moon landing guys.
That was 69.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe the Russian. The Russian people? The dog?
The dog?
No, too late for that.
That was after that.
Okay. Yeah.
So these are the astronauts before the Mercury mission, the three of them.
Mm-hmm.
And not Alan Shepard, huh?
No.
It wasn't Yeager, was it? Chuck Yeager?
Nope.
He was the test pilot who broke the sound barrier.
All right.
Wow. So we've named all the famous
ones. I get half a bell for getting
that. Yeah, you should get a full bell. Yeah.
And Lori,
his name's still known now?
Oh, yeah. Lori, you go ahead.
Okay. My question is actually related to yours a little bit.
All right.
About times, people of the year. You know, once in a while they have a group cover like the one you mentioned, but it's just a general group of people. So yeah. It's like one year it was the American Fighting Man.
Yeah.
So in the, I'll just give you one of the years. In the 2000s, from 2000 to 2010, there were three groups that were picked as the Time Person of the Year and not individualized like the astronauts. Who were they?
Well, they're all charitable organizations, probably. I mean, or nonprofit sort of things.
None of them are organizations.
Oh.
No, they're representatives. They're mm-hmm. symbolic of certain groups.
Oh, like the computer age or something
yeah.
like that.
It's something yeah. more like that.
All right. Okay.
Like in 2014, it was the scientists fighting Ebola. So that's the kind of group, the yeah, unnamed. But yeah. these are all...
I hate those. Those are not...
Well, in your hatred, find your way to name
yeah,
them.
All right. Tell people what you're looking for once more.
So we're looking for from 2000 to 2010, there were, as Time Magazine's Person of the Year, there were groups that were selected to be that Person of the Year, and not like the astronauts, which they named them individually, just large.
Is one like a generation, like Generation X
generation
or something?
Generation X, I was going
to
say.
It's not Generation X, but it's very close to that.
Millennials?
Yeah, yeah. That's
you know
okay.
what? I'll get criticized for this, for giving this credit. The answer is you. Okay, in 2006, it was
he's not
you.
A millennial.
Well, it was everybody who was creating stuff
Don't
on the
tell
internet.
Anybody.
So that's one. So it was you, Jerry. It was just the word you.
Yeah,
all right.
Okay,
so that's one of them. We're looking for two
okay,
more.
All right.
Good way to get people to buy a magazine. Say you're that person.
I think they had a reflective mirror
yeah,
on the cover.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Had a reflective mirror.
Oh, all right.
That's why I bought it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, good evening. It's Mark and Matt. How are you all doing?
Good.
Yeah, I remember that one, the Times Person of the Year. It was everybody.
It was you, Sparky.
In the mirror and yeah. like, get that away from me. TV shows, female name as the eponymous person. How about Gail Storm?
You know, that's correct. The Gail
Excellent.
Storm Show.
Wow.
And so do you remember the show? Because I don't.
My Little Margie was the name
yeah.
of the show.
No, there was a different one. That
oh,
wasn't
that
My
might
Little
have been
Margie.
A variety show then, yeah. And it probably came after My Little Margie. Lorraine
Jerry does an impression of Margie's cut, father, by the way.
There's
I've heard you do that.
Okay. Go ahead, Sparky.
Margie. Wow.
All right, there you go. I'm sorry, Sparky. Go
Charles
ahead.
Charles Farrell. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But anyway, there one of the cable channels been showing all weekend the Loretta Young Show. And
how's it hold up?
It's all right. Mm-hmm. I didn't think all that interesting. But then I remembered the song by Alan Sherman called Alan Yetta, and you know, sung the tune of Alouetta. Which he sings, Alan Yetta loves to watch the Loretta as she comes into her fancy door.
Excellent.
All right.
Thank you. Okay, we're done.
Thank you.
Right.
All right. So I found a list the other day of through the decades of American history, listing during particular decades who the richest American was.
Ooh.
So I'm going to give you seven periods of time in U.S. history, and all these are very well-known names. I'm going to give you seven periods of time in American history, and I want you to tell me who the richest American was during that time. And I will say that one of these people, and it won't be hard to figure out which time period I'm talking about, was a signer of the Declaration of Independence.
Wow.
Okay. So here are seven periods of time in American history. I want you to tell me what individual, and they're all well-known names, was the richest American at that time. Okay? First is 1785 to 1790. And that would be the signer of the Declaration of
yeah.
Independence. The second is 1840 to 1850. The third is 1870 to 1880. Now we're getting up into Jerry's time. The fourth is 1900 to 1910. The fifth is 1920 to 1930. The sixth is 1950 to 1960. And the seventh is 1960 to 1975. So again, I give you seven periods of time in U.S. history. I want you to tell me who the single person was who was the richest American during that time. All well-known names, 1785 to 1790, 1840 to 1850, 1870 to 1880, 1900 to 1910, 1920 to 1930, 1950 to 1960, and 1960 to 1975. I'll give you each a couple of guesses on it.
I'll go for 1920, 1930, Rockefeller.
No. Believe it or not, Rockefeller is none of these people.
Really?
Yes.
Vanderbilt.
Well, you have to give me a
1900,
a time period.
1910.
No.
Sorry, right guy, wrong decade. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Well, then how about Vanderbilt in 1920 to 1930?
No.
All right.
Really?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Nope. So who was the richest American during those time periods, 1785 to 1790, 1840 to 1850, 1870 to 1880, 1900 to 1910, 1920 to 1930, 1950 to 1960, and 1960 to 1975? All very well-known names. Who were the richest single Americans during those time periods?
How about a 1900 Carnegie?
1900 to 1910?
Yeah.
Yes, Andrew Carnegie was the richest American during that time. Very good.
Okay, so that's one.
1920, 1960 to 75.
So is that, no, it was never Sam Walton. It was his
family. Sam Walton is on the list, but later on. So he's after 1975.
In the 80s or something. Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
So growing up, who's the richest person? These are good questions.
Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. We wanted to make a guess about the remaining show named for a woman.
Yeah.
Was that Lucille Ball?
It wasn't, because her main show was I Love Lucy, and it didn't have her last name in it. And there might have been a Lucille Ball show, but it didn't make the top 20. It's a good guess.
Interesting. And for the quote about waking up and finding your high school class in charge, was that already solved?
No, somebody guessed it right. It was Kurt Vonnegut.
It was Vonnegut, okay.
Yeah.
We thought maybe Gore Vidal.
Well, it sounds like him, too, yeah.
And for the richest person in the earliest era, would that have been Thomas Jefferson?
For 1785 to 1790. No, that would not be Thomas Jefferson.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
More money than Jefferson, yeah.
How about John Hancock?
No, although he was the richest American between 1790 and 1795.
Really?
Yes, believe it or not. But not he's not on this particular list.
Okay.
But John Hancock was very wealthy
in
the terms of that time.
Yeah.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. Feel free to give us a call. It's area code 415-841-4134. Or toll-free, 866-798-8255. Our panel tonight is well-known Bay Area author Jerry Nachman from Diablo Valley College, teacher Lori Fisher. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. And Jerry, it is your turn.
Okay, I have to recuse you from this, Dana. I hate to do that.
I haven't recused you from anything.
Well,
it hasn't been necessary.
Not in a while, but I haven't recused you.
All right, go ahead.
What do these actors have in common, Lori and listeners? Jackie Cooper, Robin Williams, Michael Keaton, Buster Crabbe, and Christopher Reeve.
We don't get that many Buster Crabbe questions anymore.
Okay, Jackie
Not
Cooper,
like Rob-
Jackie Cooper, Robin Williams, Michael Keaton, Christopher Reeve, and Buster Crabbe.
Was he right to recuse you?
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
So is this a kind of role they played or a biographical thing?
Not a biographical thing. It has to do with the roles they played.
So in their career.
Yeah.
You better go through the list once more, Jerry.
Jackie Cooper, Robin Williams, Michael Keaton, Christopher Reeve, and Buster Crabbe.
Oh,
at least
all right.
Three of them sort of played superheroes.
I knew you'd get it.
Are they superhero-ish?
No,
because Christopher Reeve was Superman, Keaton was Batman, Buster Crabbe was Tarzan.
That's part of the answer.
But it's missing a part.
Well, that's not the...
I'm in the ballpark.
They all didn't play those kind of characters.
They all did not.
No.
But they all played a certain kind of character.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's not exactly it then, Jerry, you're saying. So that's not exact. You're not. That's not what you're looking for.
No.
Okay. All right.
But it's something
but
like
But it's related.
That.
That's part of the answer.
It's part of the answer.
Okay. All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is that me?
It is you.
Okay. I could tell from the click. I was trying for that time of the year one, but you said no, none of them were dead, so I ruled out the Beatles. Oh, I should have gone the other relationship astronaut. Oh, well. I got one full question for you. Oh, how about this country that's got the last one to let women vote? How about Italy?
No.
I would think it would be one of those machismo or Greece, you know, like the
macho countries. No.
Right.
No, it's not known for that, no.
Yeah. Okay, I got a question for you. The boat used in the filming of the African Queen now resides in whatever bogey-related location.
Oh.
Casablanca.
No.
So what's the say the question
the
again?
The boat they use in the African Queen resides in some location that's associated with Humphrey Bogart.
Yeah.
How about Key Largo?
Yeah.
That's a great.
Yeah. I got a bogey-related one that goes with that. You know, he's famous for his sneer.
Okay.
So why does he have the sneer, and where did he get it?
The what?
His sneer?
Sneer, where did he get it?
He went to a private boarding school. Did they pick him up there?
Well, he had a split. He had a scar from having a split lip.
Okay. Where did he get that?
He got that. I think he got it in the Navy. He was in the Navy in at the end of World War One.
Well, it doesn't say when he was in, but he did a tour of duty on the USS Leviathan.
Right.
And got in a bad cut on the lip, got in a fight.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how he got it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. And let's see. Is it my turn? Or whose turn is it? I forgot.
Not me.
It's not.
Oh, it's
me?
Your turn, I think.
All right. I'll continue with sort of a woman's theme. I saw a list of the most popular baby names in 2015.
All right.
And of the top 10 women's names, 7 of them end with the letter A. For some reason, none of the men's names do. So of the most popular name for little baby girls in America in 2015, name the ones, the 7 that end in the letter A. I'll give you each 2 or 3
Sophia.
Guesses. Yes, number 3.
Anna.
No.
Kara.
No.
What did you say?
Kara.
Sarah.
No. You might be seeing your friends or grandkids named this.
Emma.
Yes, number 1 on the list.
All right.
Okay, so you're done.
All right.
So I'm looking for the 5 other names that end in A that the most popular name for girls in 2015 in America.
Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
It is Fred from West Virginia.
Hi, Fred.
Hey, Fred.
I have an answer and a question and a comment.
Yes.
The answer would be the Mary Tyler Moore Show?
No, it started after 1965.
Oh, 65.
Yeah, that's the cutoff
and
date.
And a question. New York Times quoted a survey of among Republicans, in what states would Donald Trump the highest percentage of support?
One of them's your state, West Virginia.
West Virginia, we're number 1.
Congratulations. Yeah. And I think the other one was New York, was it?
Exactly right.
Yeah.
And the other comment,
yeah.
The high school classmate of Lori's, I'd say you're doing a great job of running the country.
You wrote that comment, Fred. Thank you.
That's my comment. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Fred.
Fred was our
New York and West Virginia, have there been any 2 states you would
think of less?
Polar opposites? Yeah.
I do not think so. Yeah. I was really surprised when I read that.
New York?
Yeah, New York State.
Well, he's from New York. I can sort of see that, but
my respect for New York is just a plummet.
Fred's in charge of our West Virginia fan club, and he was my high school class president 3 out of the 4 years.
Oh, really?
He probably wanted me to say that.
Okay.
And let's repeat any questions that haven't been answered yet, because we're a little past halfway through. Jerry?
What was the last European country to grant women the right to vote? And who said... last year said, the earth, our home, is beginning to look more and more like an immense pile of filth. And what do these actors have in common?
Oh.
Jackie Cooper, Robin Williams, Michael Keaton, Christopher Reeve, and Buster Crabbe.
Wow. You don't want to give us a hint on the movie? Do you know the movie question? The
yeah, he figured it out.
Okay,
I kind of figured it out.
I knew he would.
Although yeah. I was thrown off a little bit by his reaction to what you said.
Yeah.
So. And yes, Laurie?
Okay, so I have of the shows that have the complete names of the hosts or stars of them. We got Martha Ray, Gail Storm, and Donna Reed. We're looking for one more. In the 2000s, in the first decade of 2000, Times Person of the Year, there were three groups of people on the cover. One was the group called You. We got that. We're looking for the two others. And then in 2015, seven of the top names given to baby girls ended with the letter A, and we have Emma and Sophia. I'm looking for the other five.
You should say that the particular years for
1950 to 1965 okay. were the years of the shows I'm looking for.
And say which ones we have again.
We have Martha Ray, Gail Storm, and Donna Reed. We're looking for
and
one more.
And these were the ones in the top 20? Or...
Yeah, they were the most in the top 20 most popular shows of the year.
What is the remaining woman's name?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, how about girls' well names? Jenna. My least favorite name of all.
Well, we love all our Jennas out there, and that's not one of the names.
All right.
Don't hang up, Jennas.
The earliest honorees as Time Magazine's Persons of the Year that are still alive, and I'll tell you now, they're three astronauts because that was guessed.
Three.
And the year was 1968. Who were the three astronauts? They are all still alive. They were Time Magazine's Persons of the Year.
And we guessed all the most famous ones, too.
Apparently not. You haven't guessed all the most famous ones.
Yes, we have. Neil Armstrong.
John Glenn.
No.
I mean, I guessed him, I think. No, I didn't.
So it had to be something they did in that previous year, you know.
Yeah.
And John Glenn was not active anymore.
Alan Shepard was, but he said
no. I don't think he was either. And, okay, the...
There were no famous astronauts before they landed, were there?
Sure there were.
Well, John Glenn was the first one to orbit the Earth.
Yeah.
So he was before. How about Jim Lovell?
Yes, Jim Lovell is one of them. Very good.
Yes.
Buzz Aldrin?
No.
I think we guessed him. No. And Yeager.
And I have a list of divided up by time periods in American history. So who was the individual American who was the richest person in the U.S. at that time? So tell me, these are all very well-known names. Who was the richest American during these various time periods in U.S. history? 1785 to 1790. Number two is 1840 to 1850. Number three is 1870 to 1880. Number four is 1900 to 1910. Laurie got that. It was Andrew Carnegie. Number five is 1920 to 1930. Number six is 1950 to 1960. And number seven is 1960 to 1975.
How about 1920 to 1930? J.P. Morgan.
No.
Ooh.
J.P. Morgan is none of these.
We've eliminated Rockefeller and Vanderbilt, right?
I eliminated Rockefeller because he's not on this list of this during these particular years.
Is 1870, 1880 Leland Stanford?
No.
Mm-hmm. Is it one of the train guys, though, from that time period?
It is somebody, yes, who he was associated with trains.
All right. So,
among other things.
Among other things.
Yes.
All right. Lionel, the electric train guy.
No, not him.
Not him. Right. So the train guys were
Mark Hopkins. Huntington.
Huntington. Stanford, but either, none of these, right?
No. Fairmont.
No. All right. Let's see.
Starlight Room guy.
I have, according to the Oxford English Dictionary, and I don't think I've done this, but if I've done this, please tell me. What are the five most common adjectives used in English usage? According to the Oxford English Dictionary, what are the five most common adjectives in English usage, English language usage?
Good.
Good is one. Yes.
Bad.
Bad is not.
Well, I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Too many out there.
Yeah, there's a lot. We could start naming
thousands.
Adjectives.
Yeah.
Well, right. Which would be used all the time.
Yeah.
Don't be a fatalist, Jerry. Yes.
According
to the Oxford English Dictionary, what are the five most common adjectives in use in the English language? Laurie got good, which is number one. What are the other four? And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Hey, it's me. I'm Jenny from Wisconsin.
Hi, Jenny.
And I've been listening to you for a long time.
Thank you.
And I don't really have I don't have any answers. Melissa for the girl's
name. Oh, Melissa for the girl's name. That's
she's
actually
not
a
on
good
the,
guess.
It's a great guess, but she's not on the list. She's not current.
Right. So I do have a question.
Great.
What insects would be better known as a spoonerism?
Ooh.
Oh, that's an interesting question. What insect?
What insect is better known
Laurie,
as a spoonerism?
Since you're the English teacher, tell people what a spoonerism is.
Oh, a spoonerism is when you, it's like a malapropism where you reverse the letters of a word.
Yeah.
So a butterfly is a flutterby, right?
Yeah, you got it.
Oh, that's the answer?
No.
That's my answer. Oh,
yes.
That's all right.
I mean, it's perfect, isn't it?
However we get it, we get it. That's fine.
Nice definition, Laura.
Yeah. Ooh, a lot of pressure. Thank you all.
You're welcome.
And thanks for listening.
Hey, I'm so happy to be on.
Oh, anyway. And thanks for listening to the show. We appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. I think I've listened to all the podcasts.
Oh, thanks.
So, yeah, you're welcome.
All right, take care.
All right.
Is one of the adjectives happy?
No.
How about?
None of them are. One is five letters. The others are three and four. So just to let you know.
So I'm not positive this is an adjective, but it's very. Sometimes we count it as an adverb and sometimes an adjective.
Well,
is it on
you,
the
an English teacher, are not
we argue about these things much more
but
than
no,
you.
But no, very's not one of them.
Okay, so we don't have to worry.
No, you don't have to worry.
So there are three letters and four letters.
One is three letters, one is five letters, and the other two are four letters.
Huh.
So, and next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there, caller? Hello? Anybody? Nope. Sorry. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. Yeah, regarding the richest men in the 10 time periods, for 1960 to 1975, would that be Howard Hughes?
It would be Howard Hughes. Yes. Oh, excellent. Good job.
Slipped my mind. And
how about for 1950 to 1960, J. Paul Getty, maybe?
That's right. J. Paul Getty. Very good.
For what years?
1950 to 1960.
And then for 1785 to 1790, would that perhaps be Alexander Hamilton?
1785 to 1790 is not Alexander Hamilton.
Okay, I know it's not really fair, but I'll just give these other guesses. Franklin, Jefferson, and Washington? Richest. 1785.
Oh, well, no, you have to give me one. You can't.
Oh, okay. I'll say Washington.
No.
Jefferson.
this is just do it one at a time. It's a big difference.
No, not Jefferson.
Okay, so obviously it's Franklin then.
It is Franklin, yes. Franklin was the richest American between 1785 and 1790.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
All right. So all that
good job.
All that thriftiness paid off
there. Yeah, it did.
Yeah. All those inventions.
Yeah.
That potbelly stove was a windfall.
Big money. That's the Franklin stove. A lot of money in that.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, the Patty Duke Show.
That's it.
Oh, very good.
1962.
So I wasn't going to call, but no one was answering. I was like, come on.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, so it was Martha Ray, Gail Storm, Donna Reed, and the last one, thank you, caller, was Patty Duke, the show about identical cousins.
Yes.
Yeah. I wasn't even old enough to see that. It's just
You're lucky.
Oh, it was a classic.
Good theme song, though.
Oh, yeah. A lot of those shows are on YouTube, so if you ever want to watch them.
Yeah.
I recommend it.
Thank you very much. Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, you were asking about girls' names. I wasn't listening too closely, but is Jessica one?
It's not.
Okay.
I think in a previous year it would have been, but not in 2015.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you
very much. Didn't Patty Duke die?
No, she's still alive. Unless she died when I was gone on vacation.
Some child star really made me feel very old.
No, she was in Oklahoma recently.
She's still pretty active.
Another child star. I don't know.
Dickie Moore died.
I know who it was.
Jackie Cooper.
No, I know who it was. Leslie Gore.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay. But Kitty Callan died, too.
Yeah.
She wasn't young. Leslie Gore wasn't a child star, really.
Kitty Callan was a 94.
Yeah. Leslie Gore. The great Leslie Gore.
Okay, let's see. Jerry, I think it's your turn.
Okay, another country. What is generally considered the world's first city?
Does Ed have to call in on this one? Give us Cairo?
He probably will.
I got a pretty good idea of what the oldest city is. That's not what you're asking, though, is it? The world's first city? Or
The same thing, I guess. Yeah.
Is it?
I guess, yeah.
Is it still around, this city?
I think so, but I'm not sure.
Oh, then maybe it's not the one I was thinking.
I don't know. I really don't know.
I think Damascus is the oldest.
I'm just guessing.
Okay, so it's not Damascus, right?
No.
Or maybe it's Baghdad. I don't know. It's one of those two.
It was settled in 4500 B.C.
How about Ur, U-R?
Well, that's close, but that's not quite the...
you have a different spelling?
Yeah, it's close. Close. How much closer to Ur?
It's Babylon.
Well, yes, I have Uruk. Uruk.
Well, they call it Ur for short.
U-R-U-K.
Oh. I don't know. Everybody called it Ur. Uruk. You know that.
South of Baghdad. I got it.
All right.
Turn left at
Ur. Close enough.
Anyway, that's close enough. Uruk.
Uruk.
Is that still around?
I knew him well.
Very good. Yes, is that still around?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
I sold my condo there years ago.
You bailed.
My timeshare.
Yeah.
And then Lori, you go ahead.
All right. Well, I think the last time I was here, I asked a question about TV shows that had just one word as the title for dramas that were the best drama. I'm looking for the same question for comedies. There are six comedies that have a single word that were voted, that got the Emmy for the best comedy of the year.
But is there over a particular period of time?
This is in the history, according to what I looked at, since 1950.
They're more recent. MASH count?
MASH counts, and it's one of them.
All right.
That's the oldest of them.
Just explain.
So these are comedies, series, sitcoms that won the best comedy of the year, the Emmy for the best comedy of the year, that just have a single word as their title, like MASH.
Oh, okay.
And before we did Gunsmoke and things like that. So I'm looking for the other five. Is that right? Yeah.
Well, then Cheers has to be one.
Cheers is one. Okay. So we have MASH and Cheers. We're looking for four more.
Seinfeld.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very nice. We owe us three bells so far. So we have MASH, Cheers, and Seinfeld. We're looking for three more shows that won the Emmy for the best comedy show that just have a single word as their title.
Okay.
All well known, I think.
Front. Okay. And let's see. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter in Glen Park.
Hi, Peter.
Robin Williams didn't ever play a
superhero.
Superhero, but he did play a comic book character, Popeye. Is that the?
That's part of the answer.
Part of the answer.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, we're a step closer anyway.
Yeah.
And is that the right character? Like
yes.
With the Batman and Tarzan and Superman. Yes. Okay, so mm-hmm. Jackie Cooper, he was in The Champ, right? That's what I know him for. Come on, caller. Who did Jackie Cooper play?
Oh, you got me.
Me too.
He played. I'm not supposed to say it.
You're still. Right. Still right. I know you're bursting at the seams.
All right.
To say it.
I'm sorry. Anything else tonight?
For adjectives, how about nice?
No.
Okay. 1870, 1880, was that Cornelius Vanderbilt?
It was Cornelius Vanderbilt, yes.
19 what?
1870 to 1880, that's Cornelius Vanderbilt.
So, and question.
Yes.
What is a Uper?
Uper. Can you spell that for us?
U-P-E-R.
U-P-E-R.
Is it a high-tech word?
No.
Okay.
Is it an acronym?
No. Well, yeah, in a way.
Is it people who lived in the city Jerry just named?
Yeah, right.
The oldest city.
Uperex.
Is it geographical?
It's geographical.
Yeah.
Uper.
Uper. Uper.
Does the word up have anything to do with it that we see sitting there?
No.
Okay.
Is it like a tech slang word by any chance?
No.
Okay.
No.
It's
someone from UP.
University of the Pacific?
A member of United Press.
No.
Okay.
Someone from UP?
From the UP.
From the UP.
From the UP.
Yeah.
University of Pennsylvania.
No.
What's the UP?
University
upper
of the Pacific.
Upper?
Yes.
Oh, the Upper Peninsula.
Upper Peninsula of Michigan?
In
Michigan, yeah.
Oh, and they call them Upers?
Yep.
All right.
Very good.
And they call them Loopers if they're the Lower Peninsula?
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Good night.
It's pretty up there. You ever been up there?
I have once, yes.
It's
and it's
pretty.
Gorgeous, yeah.
Yeah. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7. Hope you're enjoying the show. If you want to give us a quick call, the number is area code 415-841-4134, 415-841-4134, or toll free 866-798-8255. If you have a short question, you can give it.
I think I do. Yeah, this is short.
All right.
What's in running length time? What's the shortest movie to win the Academy Award for Best Oscar, and what's the longest?
In what in terms
in,
of
in running
length?
Time? Yeah.
Can you give us the? Do you have the running times?
I do. 93 minutes for the shortest one, and 224 minutes for the longest one. So an hour and a half for the shorty, and three and a half for the long one.
An hour and a half?
Can I guess
that's not that short?
That the shortest one is a long time ago?
You could guess that, but it's not that. Well, I don't know what we mean by on this show. What's a long time ago?
I was thinking like the 30s or
no,
something.
No.
50 years ago.
It's post-1960.
And the longest one is how long?
Pre-1960.
No, but how long is the longest one?
224 minutes.
Is that Gone with the Wind?
It is Gone with the Wind.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Okay. So that's the longest. So we're looking for the shortest one, and it's after 1960.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Huh. 93 minutes. That's actually pretty short.
It is.
For a 1960 film. And, okay, let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Thomas in Irk.
Hi, Irk. Very good.
Welcome. Yeah. He said Ooper.
So I was going to try for the names.
Yes.
Alexa.
Alexa's not one.
And what about Bella?
Bella should be one.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've met a Bella, but it's not.
Popular for a
while. Is that back? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, these TV shows, is Taxi one?
Yes, Taxi was in the 70s.
And what about Soap?
Soap never won.
Oh, cool.
Yep. There's
two
more.
I got my bells. I'm good to go.
All right.
Thank you, Thomas.
We're looking for two more one-word comedies that won the Emmy for Best Comedy.
All right. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Michael from El Cerrito.
Hi, Michael.
Let's see. My guess for the show named after the full name of a woman, wasn't there a Loretta Young show?
There was, but it was never in the top 20 rated shows when it was on. So, and it was a lovely show, but it's not on my list.
You've never even seen it.
I have seen it. She came in a big dress down the stairs.
Yeah, she'd open the doors and she'd have a new big dress every week.
Yeah, I saw
week.
It. Yeah.
A big twirl.
Yeah, yeah exactly. A big twirl. That's correct.
Very dramatic.
Yeah.
Okay, how about the adjectives? How about fast?
Oh, no, but there is a word that begins with F. If that helps.
No.
Funny.
No. Five-letter word that begins with F.
First.
Yes.
What is
first.
It? First? Oh.
Good. Yeah, was it first?
Yes.
Oh.
So well, we have good and first, right? That's all we have of the two?
That's right.
All right.
How about old?
No.
And, well, young wouldn't be in there.
No.
All right. The young girl's names, is Alicia among them?
It's not.
How about Amelia?
Amelia is on there. Very
Amelia.
Good.
Okay.
So we now have Emma and Sophia and Amelia. We're looking for four more A's.
Oh.
They all end with A.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
About the last sitcom, would that be Rhoda?
No. Oh, Rhoda wasn't on the list of winners.
Okay.
And it was later, too. It was, this is not timed out. Sorry. Yeah. We're looking for two more.
Okay. I'm blanking. The list of actors, they're not comic book superheroes?
Not superheroes, no.
Comic book heroes that work?
Yes, they're all comics. They all played comic book figures.
Okay.
Can you name any of them?
Well, I know Christopher Reeve played Superman.
Yeah.
Mr. Crab played not just Tarzan, but didn't he play Flash Gordon, too?
That's correct.
Oh, that's it.
That's a hard one.
Yeah.
Good one. Okay, now we're looking for Jackie Cooper, Robin Williams, and Michael Michael Keaton.
Somebody said Popeye for Robin Williams.
Yeah,
that's
correct.
Said that.
Popeye.
Okay, so Jackie, Michael Keaton, of course.
He was Batman.
Yeah. So we're only looking for Jackie Cooper. He's the oldest.
Was he Little Lulu?
Was Jackie Cooper a regular on the Batman TV series playing
one
of his?
No, he had his own
movie
series.
He did.
Very popular back in the 20s, I think, or 30s, yeah.
Oh.
You don't know this, huh?
No.
Was he a Katzenjammer kid?
Huh. Interesting.
I can't do Jackie Cooper.
All right. We'll fill you in at the end.
Who played Uncle Fester? That's Jackie Coogan. Right?
That's Jackie Coogan.
Right. Yeah. But he's
Jackie
not,
Cooper is what I'm looking for.
Not
yeah.
Coogan, Cooper.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, well, then that's all I have for you.
All right.
Thank you.
We've only got a couple minutes left. Can I guess about Jackie Cooper? I don't remember any series. I know he played Skippy,
I think he only did that in one or two movies.
I don't think it was a series.
Well, okay, I thought it was
Skippy.
More. Yeah, Skippy is correct.
Well, I never read that comic strip. It was before me.
What was he in? Was that the name of the strip?
It was a movie.
Mischievous child. I guess.
Yeah, that was his first.
So that's the answer. They all played comic book guys.
Yeah,
okay,
that's right.
Okay.
Well, we were close.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
The oldest word inhabited city, a lot of texts say it is Damascus, Syria, but actually it is Memphis, Egypt, which is really very close where Cairo, Egypt is today. 5,200 years ago, established by the Pharaoh Namer.
No, I'm sorry, I have Uruk.
Yeah. The professor, my professor, both of them are dead, won Nobel Prize for 1959 physics.
Yeah, you told us that.
Yeah, no, I'm going to mention their name. One was Owen Chamberlain, and the second one was Emilio Segre. Two great professors.
Owen, I've heard of him. Yeah,
they actually are the inventor of this whole CERN, all of the experiment in Switzerland today is because of the theory.
All right.
Proton-antiproton collision.
All right, thank we have to go, Eads. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, one more call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Regarding the comedy with the one name or whatever, I believe that would be Frasier.
It was.
Oh, very good.
Good.
Excellent.
This next guess is probably erroneous, but for 1840 to 1850, would the richest person be Comfort Tiffany?
No.
Okay, that's all I got.
All right, we're going to clean up right now. Jerry, what do we have?
Okay, the person who said the Earth, our home, is beginning to look more and more like an immense pile of filth was Pope Francis.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Clean
right.
your room. Yeah. Right. Is that it?
That's it.
Okay. Lord.
All right. On Time Magazine's group covers in the year 2002, it was Whistleblowers. And in 2003, it was Once Again the American Soldier. We got that it was you. The girls' names in 2015 that were popular that we didn't get were Olivia, Ava, Mia, and Isabella. And they join Amelia, Emma, and the other one we got, Sophia. The only TV show we're missing that won the Emmy for Best Comedy is Veep, which is currently on the air with Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Okay.
And Annie Hall is the shortest Academy Award-winning movie at 93 minutes. Gone with the Wind's the longest.
I neglected to answer one question. The last European country to grant women the right to vote.
Yes.
Liechtenstein.
1984. All right.
Very slow.
The earliest nominees as Time Magazine's Persons of the Year, they're still alive, were three astronauts. We figured out the astronaut part. They're William Anders, Frank Borman, and Jim Lovell. William Anders, Frank Borman, Jim Lovell. They were all on Apollo 8.
I don't remember
Anders.
So that
Anders. Was not for 1968.
I apologize.
The richest Americans during these time periods, the only one nobody got, 1840 to 1850, is John Jacob Astor. Oh. And from 1920 to 1930, that would be Henry Ford. The five most common adjectives in English usage, good, new, first, last, long. Yeah. So if we didn't get your call, we do apologize. Please remember the Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Our panel tonight was well-known Bay Area author Jerry Nachman from Diablo Valley College, Lori Fisher. Thank you, Lori. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And, of course, our thanks to Debbie Kennedy and Steve Wilcott for handling the board and phones. And above all, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call in. It's great to be back. And we hope you will join us every Sunday in the coming year. We look forward to that. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.